two people today that are right on the cutting edge of one of the hottest trends in outdoor sports, and that is women and outdoor sports. And they have a company called Girls and Guns. I've heard about them from several different sources, and I've been looking forward to this conversation because I think they've got something that you will be interested in. And with us is Jennifer Adams and Norissa Harmon. Ladies, welcome to the Outpost.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. How do Girls and Guns get started, Jen?
Well, it's actually Girls with Guns.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Girls with Guns Clothing, gwgclothing.com. And Norissa and I started 6 years ago in her garage. She had an idea, a vision, and Norissa is a very creative soul, and it's something that she wanted to do. I'm more of the business mind of the company, and so she came to me. We were best friends, and, you know, she and I had worked together at a local real estate office, and I'd owned my own company for quite some time. And she asked for some direction and if I wanted to go into partners with her. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to help her along for the ride. And I said, you know what, I'll invest the money. I'll do the next year, and I'll get you started. Well, her passion became my passion. And I never thought, because I'm such a tomboy, that a clothing line would be what I would be doing with my life. But it is now, and I like to throw in a little bit of the redneck and the camo, and, you know, I've got my own flair for fashion, which is something completely different from what she has, and it's what makes our brand unique, because you will get a lot of the new and upcoming fashions, and then you'll get a lot of the more redneck kind of tomboy style like what I have.
That's great. Yeah, Norissa, you're right in the middle of the most incredible trend I've ever seen. Women have discovered outdoor sports. Why is that?
Well, I think, you know, the brand itself has really, it was based around Jen and I's love for the outdoors. So, you know, that's how we started developing our line, is we wanted products that would fit what we love. And a lot of that was camo. So we just thought we'd start making that trendy. And we were shooting a lot of the time. We started doing sporting bags or sporting clay bags and gun bags. And then, you know, we started hunting. And so now we're developing a hunting line. So, you know, it's just really evolved, whether we have been wakeboarding, snowboarding, fishing, hunting, shooting. The whole brand has just been based around us. So we threw it out there just to see if girls would like it. And of course, you know, our fans are crazy about it. And so they keep following our trend and, you know, loving our product and supporting us. So we're very thankful for that.
Yeah, you absolutely have some devoted fans. I think some of those fans have I think they discovered you because of the style, but I think they continue to love you because you've got some substance behind the style. And I know, Jennifer, you're very passionate about the Second Amendment. I've seen you do a couple of interviews and read some press reports. And when did you develop this passion? Because that seems maybe a little unusual, but tell me how you came upon that.
You know, I was born and raised in Northern California in a small town of 400 people, and it was just something that was a part of our everyday life. You know, so many kids these days don't grow up learning and understanding guns, and they're afraid of them, and so are a lot of women. So one of the things that I like to inspire other women and children to do is learn how to safely handle a firearm and know that it's not going to hurt you, and be a responsible firearm owner. Right now, I am a junior hunt leader for the NWTF, and my niece, who only just fired a shotgun and rifle for the first time last year at 11 years old, I sent her to hunt camp. And of course, you know, 1 week of firearms is not enough for her to really be comfortable on her own. And, you know, I take her once a week out to my house, teach her the safety rules, as well as having her do shotgun training. And we also have a clay thrower at our house. And, you know, we start somewhere there. And I've done it also for some other women that aren't comfortable. Norissa and I have taken our staff to the gun range here locally and just trying to create awareness for it so that people aren't scared and that they understand that it is our Second Amendment, is our right. We're both concealed carry permit holders. And, you know, I carry my gun every day because I feel like it's my right to be able to protect myself.
What kind of gun do you carry?
I carry a Ruger 380.
Nice.
The LCP, and it's I'm pretty petite. I'm only 5 feet tall, so I had to find a gun that was small enough to where I could conceal it on myself because I'm not a purse girl, so I don't mm-hmm. use purses. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just become a part of who I am and my everyday life, and I'm so comfortable with it. I don't even know it's there.
Mm-hmm. Narissa, when did you discover outdoor sports and shooting and hunting?
I'd say I was about 18 years old. My husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, he introduced me into it, and you know, we started enjoying the outdoors together, and his passion became my passion, and the rest is kind of history.
That's great. Well, tell me, let's talk a little bit about the business. How's business? I mean, is it as much as you thought it would be, or is it slow, or how is Girls With Guns brand doing?
You know, Art, it is bigger and better than we ever imagined. A lot of people don't realize that Norris and I did start in our garage, and you know, we've experienced such a huge following, and the growth has been phenomenal. And, you know, we have worked very hard. Both of us came from very simple upbringings. You know, our families didn't have money. We had to work hard to get to where we are. And we couldn't be more blessed by the way that our company is evolving. The partnerships that we're growing right now with Remington is come on board as a sponsor for our TV show. We are licensed with Mossy Oak. We are licensed with Montana Silversmith. And we have a new line of basically outdoor jewelry for women. And we also have our boot and footwear line with Proline Boots. And we just released flip-flops as well. And I can tell you that, honestly, it's so much more than we ever expected when we were in the garage doing everything ourselves by hand and, mm-hmm. you know, using Excel spreadsheets to place orders for stores and consigning products because nobody believes that something for women like this would go as big as it has.
That's great. Well, how many stores carry the product line now?
Oh, gosh. You know, we just launched into Cabela's last month.
Congratulations.
We have a distribution partner now that helps with our sales force because it was growing so quickly. But we're in around 1,500 stores.
Oh, my goodness. That's fabulous.
Starting from one locally that we had, you know, where we were consigning products, it's pretty huge for us.
Yeah. Well, tell all of us, what's going to be hot with women apparel?
Well, we're actually just getting ready to launch our summer line, and that should be about the middle of May, where we've got new bikinis, new board shorts, we have little dresses that we've designed. We've just got a big variety. We have flip-flops coming out. We have new lightweight hiking boots. We have cowboy boots. So we just have a big variety, and you know, our website is our main hub for us, so you can find a lot of that at gwgclothing.com.
Very
nice. You know, one thing to add to that, Art, Narissa and I have, from the beginning, been a T-shirt company that started evolving with accessories, and now, like I said, we've gone into jewelry, footwear, a hunting line, and we're also breaking into the fashion world, and you will see more trendy pieces also alongside of our T-shirts for that, you know, that everyday wear, but if you want to go somewhere and you'd like to dress up a little bit, but you want to still wear, you know, your brand of, you know, what you believe in, which is the outdoors, you can still wear it to those events. I was just supporting a local sheriff department that was raising money for a canine unit this weekend, and I wore our New Zealand top, and it's chiffon with lace, and, you know, it's got that girly appeal. It's a button-up. And so you have a couple more fancy pieces that we're starting to introduce into Girls With Guns.
Very nice. Very nice. I think the anybody that's been in this, I don't know whether it's an industry, but anybody who's been in this business for any length of time know that the future for long-term growth involves getting children involved. Tell me how you get young girls involved in hunting and fishing.
Well, for me, Norris and I don't have children. You know, our baby is Girls With Guns. And
mm-hmm, of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but I'm very blessed to have plenty and plenty of nieces and nephews. And one of the things that has really made a difference in the last year is having our TV show, Universal Huntress. So we just launched on the Sportsman's Channel. And, you know, my nieces are some of my biggest fans. And Haley, last week, she had a bruise from shooting the shotgun, and her mom sent me a quick picture of it, and she said, it's okay, Mama. A little bit of pain's okay, just to be as good as Auntie Jen. And I mean,
nice.
That just tugs on your heartstrings.
Absolutely,
these
absolutely.
Girls look up to us as role models now, and it's definitely not something that we ever expected. But if they see what we're doing and we're doing it with passion, and it's something that we believe in, then I know that you know, we can show them and take the time. And you know, I always offer for them to come over and shoot. We also do try to promote our Team GWG girls, which are young as well, and try to give them opportunities for junior hunts and sponsorship in any way that we can.
Very nice. Well, it's a great success story, and we're proud for you. I'm looking forward to seeing what comes next. This is going to be fascinating.
Thank you.
Jen Adams and Narissa Harmon have been our guests today. And ladies, again, thank you for joining us, and we will look forward to more success stories.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.